This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Today is Geremar Rudolph. His website is GeremarRudolph.com. He is the author of Resistance is Obligatory. That came out in April of 2012. That is his most recent book. He is the editor of Dissecting the Holocaust, The Growing Critique of Truth and Memory, and The Rudolph Report. And this is the second book that I mentioned, Dissecting the Holocaust, is part of a series of handbooks. You can look at those books at holocausthandbooks.com. All righty, you were talking about the photos, particularly the ball photos, and you were also talking about your own chemical analysis and the Zyklon B, that there was a lot of things to consider with that chemical. Would your analysis be similar to Fred Leuchter's?
Similar, yes, not identical.
Okay.
I would say I picked up where Leuchter left off. I mean, Leuchter just basically took samples, had them analyzed, and drew conclusions from the analytic results directly, and I figured that jumping to conclusions, because there are a lot of factors that need to be taken into consideration, which he had not. So I took samples too, but I did a lot of background research on what these factors are and how they come to play in the various cases, coming at the end to very similar conclusions as Leuchter. So the starting point is similar, the result is similar, but in between there's a lot of more work that I had to do to make sure this thing is scientifically tenable. Since Leuchter was not a chemist, he was not a scientist, he didn't know, and for most of all, he had to compile his expert report just within 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
So he didn't have the time to do such thorough research. I mean, I had more than a year and a lot of assistance from engineers and access to all sorts of libraries and research, online research capabilities. So that's what you have to do when you're a scientist, but Leuchter neither had the time nor the resources to do it, so we complained in front of it. It was a pioneer work. It was the beginning, and I made the next step in the process. I think it's still not the last one. There's more that can be done, which I could not do due to lack of resources, mainly financial resources, doing much more about simulations under various conditions that would enable us to come to more certain conclusions. But that's up for future generations. I figure when it's not that hard a political topic anymore, their opponents, my fiercest opponent is a PhD chemist of a similar educational background, Richard Green, who is bickering about details of my report. But he never actually does what should be done. Well, you know, if you don't like my report, go out, do your own research, get your own samples, make your own experiments and simulations, and then we can talk. But he's just bickering about, and that's not getting us anywhere.
Exactly. Did you have any support from the German people when you were there? Probably not, right?
The German people, what is that? That's not a uniform mass.
No, especially now.
Yeah, well, there's a minority. Potentially there are more Germans interested in, for obvious reason, than there are Americans, because it's their history and it affects them much more negatively. So they have a motivation to look into it critically and to come to support people who are critical and do research. So yes, considering that there are less Germans than there are Anglo-Saxons in the world, the kind of support I got from the Germans has been bigger, both by numbers and by monetary value, than I have ever had from the Anglo-Saxon form. Really? Understandably so. But it's still a tiny minority, and they risk much more. You don't go in prison in the United States for supporting a revisionist, but that's exactly what can happen to you in Germany.
Sure. Would you ever consider going back there to visit, or no?
No, if I can help it.
Well, that's probably pretty wise. All righty. Why don't we open the phone lines? Let's take calls at 800-313-9443. Now, in the book, the other photographs that I found interesting are those that Udo Willendi wrote about. Mm-hmm. And of course, some of those photographs are online, and you can see where the perpetrators have taken photographs of other incidences, in fact, even in other countries, and then kind of touched them up and overlaid people. And I mean, when you see the original and then what they have done to it, it's very obvious. You say, oh, well, of course. Well, sure. Now it's, we can see that this photo has been retouched. But people, when they're looking at photographs, don't often think about that.
Of course, you don't know when you see it, when you look at one photo, that there are many other versions of it published. And there's already the question, if you have numerous versions of a photo and they all look different, which one is the original, if any of them is original in the first place? But unless you have done the research or accidentally have stumbled over a second version of something, you wouldn't know. You can't blame anyone. I mean, as the saying goes, pictures tell you more than 1,000 words. And that's the effect these things have. But on the other hand, having the revelations that pictures have lied to us and people have lied to us with pictures is very important. And that's, I think, what this contribution tries to achieve. Not all pictures taken during the Third Reich or World War II history about atrocities are necessarily falsified. Atrocities happened on both sides, and they are most certainly genuine photos about that. But that's not the point. The point is that forgeries do happen, in particular during such a war as World War II. Both sides are engaged in propaganda, in lying, in painting the enemy in the worst picture possible and using all sorts of forgeries. And at the end, the victors write the history, and their pictures end up in the books. Wrong, false ones, and correct ones. And we need to be careful. And that's what that contribution shows. You need to be careful. You can't just believe something just because you have seen a picture that was claimed to depict what somebody wants you to believe, because a caption of a picture is one thing, and what the picture shows is a completely different one. You can turn the meaning of a picture completely on its head by putting a wrong caption on it.
Sure. All righty. We do have some callers lining up. Let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana.
And we're happy to hear from you. We were kind of concerned because we hadn't heard from you for a while, and we know that you were having legal problems up there in Canada. But anyway, do you have a question for...
What else is new? Deception, 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 wherever you look.
Yes.
And it is basically a never-ending job trying to cut through all the crap and all the deceptions and all the government cover-ups and by most of the mainstream media. And when people don't start waking up, you know, some people, they seem to be waking up now about, for example, what happened there over the last few decades here in North America, you know, and since 9/11, you know, more people start asking questions. But then other news come along, and it's basically, they look at those deceptions in the rearview mirror because there are more trouble come toward us all.
Right. All righty, gentlemen, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Garamar Rudolph. His website is GaramarRudolph.com. And we had Werner call in from New Brunswick. Werner, are you there? You want to ask Garamar a question or make another comment?
Well, I want to basically thank Garamar that he has been making this kind of a great sacrifice and have been hanging in. And he has woken up a lot of people, including me. And I started questioning all the versions we were being taught and told over in the old country, in Germany, you know. where basically all the information was filtered through a controlled media and through a controlled education system, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's nice to hear that I have had made an impact, otherwise it would have been in vain.
Well, I hope it isn't too little too late. And if people don't start learning the lesson and they look at the trail of blood and tears and death that has been left by a certain group over the last few centuries all across the world, you know, unless people realize, no matter what nationality, no matter what race, who are the real enemies.
Let me come back to a point that you made earlier. Deceptions, 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 nothing new. And I agree. I started with that with that topic when I was a young man, having a quite a gullible outlook on governments, in particular democratic governments. And I've come to understand after having uncovered this kind of deception that in many aspects, in many chapters of history, even today, our governments are lying. And I think democracies are much more prone to lies than dictatorships are, because they have to. They want to be reelected so they can't tell the truth. And that's a problem. And I think we need a discussion process started. What the obligations of a government in a republic are. And I think the original Roman idea of the word republic, res publica, is the public affair, is a thing of the public. The demand of a citizen should be in such a country that everything, without exception, should be public, what the government is doing. The government and any person employed by the government regarding their activities for the government should not have the right to any secrecy. So if you tell me, or anyone tells me, that the military or secret agents or secret services should be exempted from that, and they, of course, must have secrets, I would say, no. That's the end of democracy. That's the end of republic. That's the end of whatever, of human rights, of civil rights. As soon as you give the government the right to be secretive about anything, then they take it from there, and at the end we are left with nothing. No, if we have a republic, no aspects of government has a right to secrecy in any regard. Nothing. No weapon development, no secret service. They have to lay it all bare open. If we get that through to all governments in the world, then we're all better off.
Basically, this secrecy, it opens the door to any kind of a dictatorship. And I just look at the fairy tale about the Little Red Riding Hood. You know, the grandmother that's laying in the bed, you know, that is not freedom, but that it's a big bad wolf.
That's right. That's, you know, being in Washington.
And, thank you for the work you're doing, and especially thanks to Diana for hanging in so tirelessly. And sometimes I feel ashamed about some of the Germans who don't start pitching in. They think, too many people, they think they can still eke out themselves a hiding place in this world that will become heard of more and more turmoil, you know, and people have to be informed, they have to make the effort to inform themselves, and they have to speak out, they have to grow the backbone and speak out. Democracy, use it or lose it. You know, some people, they don't believe in democracy, but if it's supposed to be democracy, but what it takes is a fully informed and fully engaged public. Democracy is not a kind of government where you can sit on the fence and watch what happens.
That's right, but if the government has the right to have any secrecies, the citizenship can't be informed.
Right.
So secrecy and being informed to make decision as a citizen in a democracy, they exclude each other. You can't make informed decision unless you know what's going on. And if the government keeps secrets from you, you'll never know what's going on.
And that's where it comes the role of the media in. And most of the mainstream media have been so irresponsible. And a lot of blood is on their hands and on their pens over the last 100 years. You know, it can be traced right back to mainstream media, controlled media, and media whores for hire.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much, Werner, for your phone call. And be well and be safe.
Thank you, Darren. We all have to wish that for all for each other.
Exactly. Yes, and I join with you in applauding Aramar because he has sacrificed a lot to tell the truth, and despite the fact that he served time, he's still doing it. It did not silence him, and for that, I think we all owe you our thanks and certainly our gratitude. So thank you, Werner.
It shows what kind of stuff he is made of.
Indeed, indeed. All righty, let's take Joe in Michigan. Joe, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I remember when I first heard about the Holocaust in school about 50 years ago, and we had this teacher like talking about it, and he'd give us all the gory details about what supposedly went on, and I finally, and it stuck with me for a long time, about 30 years, and then I finally, little by little, would finding out that it was false. I'd find, you know, see an article or here or a story here in the alternative publications, and I'd find out that it was a big hoax.
Okay.
And, you know, you just have to allow yourself to be exposed to an alternative viewpoint, and then if you just study into it and look into it, it's easy to see that it's false, what they've been teaching you. So.
Oh, we have to distinguish here between the true aspects of the story and the false ones. So you can't throw the baby out with the bath. The Holocaust is such a complex topic, which, depending on who you look at, involves more or less. Nowadays, for instance, a Holocaust survivor is anybody who has been a Jew that was living somewhere at some point where the Germs at some point ruled, and if it was only for a minute.
Yeah,
that's an inflationary way of looking at the Holocaust. And so the Holocaust is covering more and more of what's going on through the Second World War. Not all of it is false. Jewish persecution happened, and people died for a number of reasons. So we have to be careful when we speak about it, everything is a whole. It's not. Certain aspects of it are. Other aspects are exaggerated, distorted, and others, again, are true. And where exactly the truth is, and where falsehood starts. I mean, this is something that, as an active researcher or a person who is at the forefront still looking what's being researched and published, I can't always tell. It's constantly shifting, and the line between truth and hoax is blurring and is shifting constantly. It needs, I think, we should all keep in mind is we can never be certain where the truth exactly is. We shouldn't condemn people for when they have a different outlook. What we should condemn is if they try to force that outlook on others by various oppressive means.
Yeah, well, I remember he was telling us about the gas chambers and the crematoriums and all this, and it was obvious to me that he was taught this and he's just passing on to us, and he never studied the subject himself.
So, yeah, few people
true.
Do.
Not true.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Joe, for your phone call. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Garmar Rudolph. His website is garmarrudolph.com. He is the author of The Rudolph Report, expert report on chemical and technical aspects of the gas chambers of Auschwitz. Now, in the let's take another caller. I believe Joe hung up. Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program. Fred, are you there?
He hung up too.
Ah, okay. Let's talk about the first chapter. You wrote the controversy about the extermination of the Jews, an introduction in the book, Dissecting the Holocaust, which is free for downloading as a PDF file. The controversy about the extermination. There was never really an extermination order that was found. And certainly the Allies went in and they gathered every single record that they possibly could find. So could you talk to us about that?
Well, that article is both an introduction and some contents of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And since the articles are all independent, if someone wants to get an overview of what the current state of the art of research and knowledge about the Holocaust is, is a little bit difficult. You would have to read the book completely, and still, since it's all independent, it's a little difficult to put it together. So in that introduction, I've kind of tried to weave all these individual threads of the book together in one carpet, make a summary, and also fill in a few things that were left unsaid, so that the gets a good idea of the whole issue. Now, interestingly, I wrote this introduction at the end of every single paper when I knew what the content's going to be, and I did not inform any of the authors about the introduction. So some of them were upset because they're my opinions about things which they disagreed with, which are more political in nature and philosophical in nature. Be that as it may, the documents about the alleged extermination, it's pretty clear that there are very few documents in the record of the hundreds of thousands of documents that the LRF that would indicate that something was going on that was not quite kosher, if you wish. Some of the documents are contested by revisionists as being either misinterpreted or not even genuine forgeries. And when it comes to an outspoken order to commit this crime on the scale claimed, there's record. And it's just not just about the order. If we consider that this Holocaust was supposed to have been going on for 3-4 years, spanned an entire continent and encompassed 6 million victims and hundreds, thousands, maybe 10,000s of perpetrators, there must be a huge amount of documentation through all levels of bureaucracy, organizing, budgeting, and actually implementing the various measures. And if you look at the documentation at the record of in the German files, there's not a shred of it indicating any of it.
Right.
That's why Raoul Hilberg, the late Raoul Hilberg, once considered the leading expert for the exterminationists about the Holocaust, said that this was organized kind of in a way of mind reading.
Right.
There was a meeting of minds of the German people, of German officials involved. They all kind of read Hitler's mind. He wants it. He hinted at having nationist intentions toward the Jews, and therefore we do it now. We don't ask. We don't give orders. Everybody guesses that that's what the superiors want, and we do it, and everybody thinks along the same line, and it implements itself. It budgets itself and plans itself because people are all of the same mind. It's a kind of Nazi robot mindset that everybody is gleichgeschaltet, as they say in German. They just switch to the same mindset and everything is automatic.
Sure.
That's the way kind of it was and is being explained at times, and which is a little bit of a ridiculous approach to the topic.
Absolutely. Alrighty, let's take another phone call. Let's take Rodney in California. Rodney, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna, and a great guest. I'm a big fan of Gamar, and anybody that has been subjected to jail for thought should be commended. And I want to commend him. And his art is excellent, by the way. I want to say that up front. But the statement that he just made, I really think encapsulizes the whole fraud of the Holocaust, and that is, if there was an official state policy to exterminate Jews, there would be voluminous amounts of documents, because that is how the Third Reich functioned. There's documents almost on everything that the Third Reich did, going down to little minor details, and there's nothing, because there was no state policy to exterminate persons. But were there camps? Yes, but those camps did not function to exterminate persons. But that's not the reason why I called. I had just a question. I wanted to clarify something that Gamar made on a prior radio show, another radio show on another network, and I wanted to see if it was correct. I believe, Gamar, you'd said that, I think it was 1938, you'd said that something to the effect that Hitler should have stepped aside and restored democracy in Germany.
Yeah, I may have mentioned something like that.
Yeah,
I think
my question was, how would you envision that it worked out prior to Anschluss and the Munich agreements, and then how would you envision democracy, and do you think those agreements would have held, and do you think the German people would have supported some sort of reverting back to Weimar, or do you think Weimar would have come back?
Weimar is not a good example of a functioning democracy, and I think after Hitler, something else would have happened. The German people in 1938, and I'm talking about the time after the reunification with Austria and after the reunification with the Sudeten area, or the Munich Agreement, that's when things had reached its climax, and from there it was dire for the external policies. National Socialism, as I understand it, and Hitler himself have made statement to the effect, we are not here to do our job eternally. We are here to fix a problem, and once it's fixed and we've reached our limits, we can step down, and things are working nicely then we can let things run their course in a healthy and normal way. And going back to Weimar wouldn't be healthy and normal. Weimar was an exception, was chaos. No, democracy after Hitler would have most certainly looked differently. The National Socialists would have stayed in power. They would have gotten 90-80% of the vote, and that would have encouraged corruption. And with the decades, if they had had peace, which I doubt they would have, because the other powers were out for war, Hitler or not, they would have lost their majority eventually, given way to some other parties that were acceptable to whatever system they had in place. So no, not reverting to what was before. German democratic system that we had after the war was anything like reverting to Weimar. That would have worked.
Do you think, given the tremendous international pressure that was on Germany as a result of their climatic rise, coming out of the Depression, do you think it would have been viable for the National Socialists or Hitler to have stepped aside, if 1938, 1939 or whatever? I mean, there was a tremendous amount of international pressure. Roosevelt was intriguing from D.C., Washington.
That's exactly why I pose that theory, why I think they should have. I mean, things had come to a point where Hitler and the National Socialists were identified by the propaganda as the cause for the tensions, which they were not exclusively at least, and then recognizing after some foreign policy disasters that they have reached their limit and should step down for the benefit of Germany and the German people, let somebody else continue. That doesn't mean it wouldn't have ended up in a war anyway. But it would have made it harder for the Western powers to blame ideology, some ideology or some personal party for it, and would have to be outright saying, okay, we're not here to destroy Nazism or the dictatorship, but we're here to Germany and the German people. We all know, who know history, that this is what it was about. It wasn't about Hitler. They were even making statements to that effect, the Allies, that they were waging war not against Hitler or the Nazis, but against Germany and the Germans. But it's depicted differently frequently today, and it made it harder for the Allies to maintain that propaganda that would benefit Germany today, I'm saying.
It's a great theory. I just wanted to have this is a chance I could talk to you about it. Great theory.
Okay.
All righty. Gentlemen, we do have to take a three-minute break. Rodney, you're welcome to stay over the break. If you have another question, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent,
if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Our guest today is Airmar Rudolph. His website is airmarrudolph.com. He is the author of Resistance is Obligatory. Came out in April of 2012. And just a quick note about that book from our good friend Buthena, who says, "Dear Deanna, tell your brave guest thanks for mentioning some of the Palestinian people's plight in his book, Resistance is Obligatory." So that's from Buthena. And we still have Rodney. Rodney, you had another comment?
Yeah, just real briefly, because I think Gamar's, I call it a theory, and I say that respectfully, about, you know, 1930. I think 1938 was a bellwether year with, you know, the Anschluss, and the which should have happened in 1919, by the way, and then the Sudetenland being made part of Germany as well. But just real briefly, like, this is the first opportunity I had to explore that with him, and I really have been wanting to talk to him about it. Say if there was the case of Hitler had said, okay, I've accomplished everything, I'm going to retire to Linz and build the art, what he wanted to do, really, which was to build a cultural capital in Europe. You know, just theoretically, who would have been capable of following him? Because we know now that there was this treasonous element that were colluding with the British and colluding with the Western allies that were willing to walk in and try to arrest him over the check issue, which was, you know, in hindsight, you know, rather minor. Everybody realized the Sudetenland should have been part of Germany. So would is there anybody that could have come up behind him in a restored democracy? And I will say for the record, in the interest of full disclosure, I'm not a fan of democracy. I'm not a fan of full democracy. We have that in supposedly in the United States, and look where it's gotten us. So I'm not a full fan of that. But would there have been anybody that could have come behind him and would have, you know, could have stepped down, that could have kept all of this nefarious elements within Germany and all the external threats in check and preserved the tremendous gains that were made between 1934 to 1938? You think that would have been sustainable given all of the internal and external pressures? Who could have, you know, held that together and preserved Germany without it literally one way or another reverting back to Weimar? I know, you know, I think we both agree, Gamow, that, you know, Weimar was, you know, bankrupt and was not a model. But could anybody could have come up behind him had he done it and not that happening by default?
It's all speculation. What I want to get at, it's not a certain alternative history that I want to build here. What the message I would like to get across, and that's applicable to all governments, and just look at the U.S. government today. Governments make mistakes. Sometimes they make massive mistakes. They drive themselves and their country into the corner, and with that, their people. And then the question is, how do I get out of it? Do I have to keep getting going forward, keep pushing my agenda and getting ourselves into deeper trouble? Or do I have the character strength to say, okay, we made a mistake, we need to step back, and if I messed up completely, I even take the responsibility and say, all right, somebody else has to do it, I'm sorry, I messed up. That is what happened after the Kristallnacht, after the invasion of the remainder of Czechia with Prague, when the foreign policy was so tense and everything was clear, it's going to go for war. The National Socialists were always going forward, and after that they were still trying to go forward, this time going after the areas that lost to Poland after the First World War. They should have recognized after Prague, we have gone too far. We have reached our limit. We can't push that any farther. Like the U.S. government now, with all the wars they're in, they should have recognized we've gone too far. We have overstretched our resources. We're in debt over the years, over our heads. We need to get out. We need to step backwards. We need to get out of these countries, no matter whether anyone gives us something for it or not. We need to step backwards, and whether that means internally, too, to give other parties, other organizations an opportunity to run for office, that is going back to some kind of democracy. That was even discussed internally. If you look into papers that were presented by young National Socialist politicians about how to continue with National Socialism later on, it's not like I've invented it. National Socialists were not completely hostile to the idea of that you need competition in the political arena for the best to be found. You know, if you give one person or one party always a blank check to do whatever they want, you're going to end up with a big mess, and that's what the Germans had. There need to be alternatives. The fact that Hitler, with this huge personality, has squashed, directly or indirectly, every other personality is besides the point. The point is, let other people grow. And anything else we could do now, looking backward, is completely speculation. And it's pointless trying to give you names of who could have done it. Of course, at that point, the way things were running, nobody could have done it. But time allowing and opportunity allowing, I think somebody would have stepped up and could have done it. Now, it would have maybe and probably still ended up in war, but it would have been a far better position for Germany later on in history books to say, well, we recognized our mistakes, we were about to fixing them, we were fixing them, and you still crushed us for nothing.
That's an interesting point, because if there really wasn't anybody that could have stepped up and they still would have ended up in war, I think probably historically the Germans would have been better off with Hitler than a weak person that would have rolled over early. But it's all, like, you're correct, it's all speculation. You're absolutely correct. I think the Western allies, when, and definitely the Soviets, they were bound and determined from an economic point of view to crush Germany, sure. No matter what, specifically after 1936, they were bound and determined. So it wouldn't have mattered. I think Hitler could have stepped down in 38 and the allies still would have applied graduated pressure no matter what.
I wouldn't say 38. I would say 39. After Prague and the realization, if you read the government minutes in the German circles, they realized, oh, we went too far here. And then they made even offers. Okay, we could retreat here if we can an agreement. But that is exactly wrong. If I can have an agreement, no, unconditionally. If I recognize I've made a mistake, I step backward and try to correct it without anyone pressuring me for it or without anyone offering me something for it. If you recognize you've made a mistake, be honest, be strong, have character, say, okay, I made a mistake, and try to make up for it. And that's what they should have done after Prague, period.
Well, I understand, but I think the mistake initially made was by the Allies at Versailles in creating that artificial country to begin with. But that's a point of philosophy.
Well, yeah, that's a totally different subject. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Deanna, and thank you, good man. Thank you for everything you do. You're certainly a hero, and best to you and your family.
Thank you, Rodney.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's take Greg in California. Greg, real quick.
Oh, Deanna, I tell you, good morning. Good morning to Guillermar, too. I don't know where to begin. I've got so much praise and acclamation for the both of you. You know, Guillermar, I don't know where this angel of the airways digs up the jewels of authorship, but I tell you, this female, this woman I have so much love and admiration for, I practically worship the ground she writes on. And, my family, Guillermar, was very illustrious in Europe. It goes back hundreds of years, back to the Magna Carta on my mother's side from French to knights. They were knights even in the daytime. But anyway, I don't understand how people can be so stupid to believe this lie. I understand how MK Ultra works. Are you familiar with that, Guillermar?
Let me cut through the chase here. If you consider me stupid, then we have a problem. The problem is I did believe in it for the most part of my youth. Eventually I woke up, yes, but there were certain conditions had to be met for me to figure out what's going on. And it's not like everyone in this world is at some point in his life exposed to these conditions. It's just not happening. With all the propaganda barrage and the way media are rigged and so forth, most people never run into any experience that makes them wake up.
I don't think
it's a matter of stupidity. It's just a matter of having the right mindset and having a good luck opportunity to run into something that makes you start thinking.
Deanna, you want to explain to this guy? I think he's got his reverse of what I'm talking about.
No, I think he's just saying that, hey, I believed it, and I'm certainly not stupid. I believe
that's
that
not what I'm saying. I'm in agreement with him. I was talking about the American people.
Okay.
Yes, but they are people as you and I. They aren't necessarily stupid.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm with you, Guillermar, on 100%. You didn't let me finish my whole spiel.
Well, we've run out of time. Thank you, Greg, for calling in. Thank you for your compliments. And thank you, Guillermar, for being on the program today. We could do this for another hour, I'm certain. But thank you so much.
Next time.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's just talk with you tomorrow.
With financial